Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Cash and Carry Kitchens. Transform your home with the warmth of an Irish-made kitchen. Cashandcarrykitchens.ie.
As you may have heard there in the headlines, fears remain this morning over the future of hundreds of jobs in Wexford at financial firm BNY Mellon's local operation. Minister for Enterprise, Trade and Employment Peter Burke joins me on the line now from the World Economic Forum in Davos. And Minister, I know you've stepped out of a meeting there, so thanks for joining us on this morning. You've issued a statement saying you've been made aware of what's happening here. So how much do you know?
So yesterday, Claire, we got a notice essentially, which is required under legislation, that they are entering into a consultative period with their employees in Wexford, about 310 employees. BNY has about 1,300 employees in Ireland, around 700 in Dublin, and about 230 in Cork. But I am hopeful in terms of the Wexford plant that essentially, first of all, that there may be options in terms of remote working in the first instance. And secondly, through that consultative period, I understand the company will offer transfers to Dublin. One of the critical things is, I know for families listening in, for people who are at the very coalface of this, it is also very concerning, but they can rest assured that we will do everything we can working with the company to ensure that there are options for all those people who are facing this uncertain period. And secondly, the company is actually growing its footprint in Ireland. They have signed a new lease in Dublin too, as well, for growing their existing footprint there. So the company is on the up.
But the bottom line for those families, as you mentioned in Wexford, is that you have been told in the department that those Wexford jobs are at risk.
Well, they are going under restructuring in terms of their estate assets. So we have to really work through the options that they will be offered. So I understand the company will look at a number of options. Obviously, redundancy would be one. But secondly, that they would look at options in terms of remote working, if it suits people, and as well as transfers. So people will
transfers,
have options.
Though, that will transfers are very difficult for people, though, who have built a life for themselves in Wexford.
And we really, absolutely, and we really appreciate that. And that's why my first and primary concern in events like this since I've been minister is always with the families concerned. But I can also give them absolute confidence that firstly, there will be options. But secondly, that Wexford has a very diverse portfolio of IDEA clients. There are a significant number of very significant employers there. Yeah. And that's also very important that we are in full employment as an economy. And there are so many opportunities for people. But that notwithstanding that, I'm absolutely acutely aware of the pressures that people face in circumstances like this. And I can say to them, I'd be right front and centre there to work with them through this difficult period.
So what happens when you get that notification in from that company? Do you or your department immediately phone the local boss, whether that's the CEO of BNY Mellon or somebody else, to find out exactly what's going on?
So we will get a number of notices in every week, which would be normal in terms of, you know, under the legislation. So primarily this client is an IDEA client. So our first line of communication obviously is with the IDEA, and their colleagues would have a liaison officer who would work with the management of BNY. And we obviously see what issues they would have, any way we can help. And then obviously I would play a lead part in it then subsequently, because obviously each firm has a consultative period that they have to undergo with their staff, because staff come first here at all times. Well, and we don't want to make things worse in any respect.
Right,
but anything we can do.
You know, the staff have been speaking and saying, you know, they're really upset at how the information is unfolding because it's so uncertain for them. Can you offer them any reassurance on that front?
Well, absolutely. The company will, from tomorrow, appraise the staff in terms of the options that will be available to them. So I would really point out, it's not an Armageddon situation. There will absolutely be options for people here. Now, I appreciate saying that, you know, it is uncertain. They have to work through those with their employer. That's where the primary relationship is. But I can absolutely say we can do everything from a government perspective to ensure that we work with the employer. We will support them in every way through the IDEA in terms of ensuring that they do get options further to this.
Okay, listen, I mentioned that you're in Davos right now. What's the feeling around the place on the next Trump administration, given what we saw yesterday?
Well, look, we've obviously heard a lot yesterday and we've seen a lot of executive orders signed late last night in terms of our time here. But I would say there is a hopeful narrative too, because we did see with Howard Lutnick, when he was co-chair of the transitional team, he was very clear that President-elect Trump really uses tariffs as a narrative in terms of a negotiating tactic. So we're doing primarily, as an Irish government's perspective, we're doing two key things. Number one, through our 9 diplomatic missions, our 9 IDEA offices, 6 Enterprise Ireland offices, really pointing out it is a two-way relationship. When you look at goods yes, there is a surplus in favour of Ireland. But when you couple goods and services together, and that's the full capture of the trading relationship, there's over 100 billion euro surplus in the US's favour. And that's favouring US innovation, royalties, and we're doing a lot of manufacturing on the goods side based on that. Mm-hmm. And secondly, Claire, which is equally important, we are going to really control the problems that we can control, and that's our competitiveness. And we're really looking at that through the new programme for government, with having an action plan on competitiveness within the first 12 months to ensure that we remain the most competitive economy in Europe, to ensure that we are addressing infrastructural deficits in terms of what we may have with energy and water and wastewater. And that's going to be very important into the future as well. But I would also say that there are 120,000 jobs in the US supported by Irish companies right across the 50 states. So we are the seventh largest FDI investor in the US. And for a country on a geographical footprint and the population of Ireland, to be ahead of France and other countries in Europe is very significant for Ireland. And President Trump is a businessman and he will absolutely understand that point.
Right. Well, there was an interesting suggestion yesterday as part of his drill, baby, drill policy to, you know, drag up more fossil fuels in the States. And his suggestion is that if you buy our oil and gas from the States, that you might avoid tariffs. Are we in the market for American oil and gas?
Well, first of all, we are absolutely in a very significant transformation of our economy. We have, you know, uniquely in Ireland, we have the capacity really to go to about 20 gigawatts of new offshore wind by 2040, 37 by 2050. And that's going to provide us with a whole host of new renewable energy. And that's where our future really will lie. And you can see
we don't want American fossil fuels, even if it means we could avoid tariffs.
Look, the critical thing for us is we have to focus what we're going to be good at. And we are absolutely going to be an energy hub. And one of the critical things I, as Minister for Enterprise, now are looking at is how we can book the value for that energy here in our own country. We're going to treble our interconnectivity by 2027 between Brittany and Cork with the new interconnector and with the UK. And then with the huge host of renewable projects, we have four entered into contracts off the East Coast. And we have to work with other partners. But absolutely, we are going to be the shining light in terms of giving certainty for so many international investors. And
so we don't want Trump's oil. Is that what you're saying?
The critical thing is focus on what we're good at ourselves. Okay. And that's like tariffs are one of those things that are negotiating tactics, Claire. And the critical thing from Ireland's perspective is that under the Biden administration, we had the Trade and Technology Council that was established to really have the primary focus on the relationship between the EU and between America. And I hope that does continue, because any issues, as you referenced there, that do come up, that's one way you can de-escalate, talk and really put solutions together. And we're very good at that. We have a very strong diplomatic presence there.
Right.
We have 12 honorary consulates as well as our diplomatic missions. So we're really going to focus on that in the weeks and months ahead.
We'll leave it there. Thanks for joining us from Davos, Minister for Enterprise, Peter Burke.